If we ask students, what is your favorite day of the school week? It is likely that a number of our students would say Friday. And when we ask them why, they would say, because the school week is over, because the weekend is coming, because I don't have to go to school tomorrow or the next day. And so I think that's a fair statement. In fact, some of you are like, girl, if you ask teachers what is their favorite day of the school week, maybe a majority of teachers would say Friday. Let's reverse the question. If you were to ask your students, what is your least favorite day of the school week? What do you think they would say? If you were to ask teachers, hey, what is your least favorite day of the school week? What do you think you or your teacher friends would say? If I had to guess, for both my students and for teachers in my school district and teachers around the globe, I would guess that we're all sitting here predicting Monday. And that's because Mondays are really hard to get motivation, to get momentum, to get that movement in the right direction to have an incredible week. And that is actually exactly what we are going to tackle in this episode. What if I told you that Mondays could go from being our least favorite day of the week to our favorite? What if students liked coming into our classroom because they know that there is a consistent opportunity to take the chaos maybe from the weekend and create some momentum for all of the incredible things that are about to happen in our Monday through Friday school week? I 100% believe that Mondays can be amazing. And that's not some gimmick. That's not some like load of, oh, I hope you keep listening to this episode. I genuinely believe it. And I want you to know with total honesty that I'm recording this on a Monday. And it was a difficult Monday. I am not feeling motivated right now in this season of life, in this season of spring. I am not super excited to be grading and planning and doing all of the teacher things that we know that we need to do in order to end the year on a good note. I am personally in a rut as well. But I will also say this. Do you know what was my favorite part of today? Leading a lesson that I want to actually lead you through in this episode. I'm going to give you the exact roadmap of what I did, why I did it, what I said, what questions I asked students, because this Monday motivation episode and this Monday motivation lesson could be the thing that gives you momentum, not just this spring, but every single Monday for the whole school year. If that sounds like a teacher win to you, stick around because you're gonna love it.
There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. According to some research that was collected back in 2021, Americans were surveyed, what is your least favorite day of the week? And an astounding 59% of Americans answered Monday. Can you believe that? Like, holy cow. That's the mindset that we are going into to start the new week. But what if we could change that mindset? What if our students and ourselves as teachers could walk in and say, I am motivated to hit the ground running this Monday
because I've got awesome opportunities for kids this week, because I've got awesome things that are planned for kids this week. And even better than that, what if the things that you had planned were already planned for you? Discussion questions, links, activities, like everything was there ready for you so you could teach and empower kids to start the week with a fresh, fun perspective. Well, that's what I want to share with you in this episode. So recently, I'm sure a lot of you have seen or heard about it, but if you haven't seen or heard about it, I released the second edition of 180 Days of Awesome SEL. So it is a 180 full curriculum set of lessons that are designed to create meaningful relationships, a really good use of morning meeting time, social and emotional learning time, homeroom, just an opportunity to connect with kids on a life level. And in these engaging, super fun, affordable lessons, there is a theme. And every single Monday, my kids know that they are going to get consistency with some Motivation Monday. I have found videos and curated these videos with discussion questions and activities to make sure that when our students walk into our classrooms, whether they had an amazing weekend or a terrible weekend, whether they are tired or whether they are jacked up on sugar, whether something disappointed happened at their dad's house this weekend or something incredible happened at their grandma's house this weekend, that everyone can get on this same page because we are going to do life together as a classroom family. And so today, I used one of my own lessons, because here's the thing, if you are creating curriculum for your classroom and you aren't using it, then what the hell is even happening, right? Like, I am the type of teacher who's going to say, man, if I'm going to create something good, I want to share it with other teachers and I want to truly use it with kids. So today, I taught one of my own lessons that I created and share with you, and it's all about the future. And I want to share this full lesson with you right now. So even if you don't have a copy of 180 Days of Awesome SEL, whether you don't have the elementary version or the middle school version, you can take this and implement it. So the first question that I asked students when they walked into my classroom today is, hey, what are you guys working on for the future? Very open-ended question. And I got a lot of cool differing results. I didn't pigeonhole the question. I left it very, very broad. And some kids said, well, I'm working hard to get good grades. And I said, fantastic. Let's unpack grades for a second. I kind of figured that we would go in this direction of grades because of fourth quarter and that kind of thing. So I had some kids say, like, I really want to get on high honors for honor roll to end the school year. And I loved that. I loved that kind of goal setting. I had some kids who are like, I just want to get my parents off my back and get my cell phone back before summer starts. So that's why they were motivated for good grades. I had another student say, well, I just don't want to go to summer school. So I'm not even looking for good grades. I'm just looking for passing grades. And you see how something like, what kind of goal are you working for in the future, takes a concept of grades, but then we get to define, well, what does good mean for you? Because I think oftentimes we use words and ask questions, but there's a relative personal definition for each of our students. So good grades meant different things to different people, but those good grades were still very goal-oriented. For some kids, they had a goal of getting rich, to which I said, well, what does that even mean? They're like, a ton of money. To which I said, well, how much is a ton of money? What does a ton of money mean to you? For some kids, that was $1 million. And I said, awesome, $1 million per year or in your bank. Again, that question was so open-ended, but it was all geared towards goal setting. For some kids, things that they were working hard for their future, a goal that they had set was a specific job or a specific location that they wanted to live in. I've got a couple of students who love living in rural America, and they have a goal to own a farm one day, and they want to raise chickens and llamas. And I've got other students who have a goal of moving out of the country. And I don't mean like out of the United States. I mean like out of the cornfield country. And they are desperate to live in Chicago and try the city. I don't care whether your kids are 6 or 16, to just have a Monday morning conversation like this is getting our kids engaged, it's getting our kids listening, and it's getting them transitioning from the weekend into their school life. And here's my favorite thing on Mondays. After I ask some sort of open-ended question like that, I actually have a very specific YouTube video that I show that is also connected to that question. When I made 180 Days of Awesome SEL, it was never for, to create a curriculum. It was, I just wanted to have 180 full lessons that I could use with my students. And so this took years to create, but I have this awesome YouTube video that is about goal setting. But what's fascinating is there's no words in the video. It's a cartoon too. So this isn't some of this like cheesy video that kids are like, oh God, these are so cliche. This is so cringy. No, like the videos that I have found are really, really good. And in the video that I showed for this particular open-ended question about goal setting was about a boy who wanted to ride this ride. It was a rocket ship. And it was one of those quarter rides. And so he put a quarter in the machine and he rode on this rocket and he was very disappointed because he had this goal in his head that the rocket was going to launch into outer space, right? So as this six-year-old boy in this story, he's putting in the quarter and he's immediately disappointed because he had spent his quarter. His goal was to ride on this rocket. And the expectation was that the rocket was actually going to go into outer space. So he was immediately disappointed. And this cartoon story goes on that he's like, fine, if a quarter can't get me to outer space, how much money do I need to put into this machine in order to actually get there? So this boy moved from having the goal of, I'm going to ride on this rocket ship outside of the grocery store, to I'm going to make so much money that when I put it into the machine, that it's going to launch me into outer space. So the boy starts raising money and he starts doing this lemonade stand. And this cartoon video shows him over time getting older and older and older and making more lemonade money, more lemonade money. And he finally gets to become an old man and he has collected so many quarters. He has dedicated his entire life to this goal of having so many quarters that when he jams those quarters into the machine, that it blasts him into outer space, and his life's mission, his life's goal is fulfilled. And as this video, this cartoon video is playing, my students are watching and they have no commentary. There is no words in this video. And so they're watching and they're saying like, dude, what's he gonna do with all this money? They don't know that his plan is to go back to the grocery store with this wagon of quarters. So here's this old guy who's stuffing these quarters into the machine. And the kids are like, oh, dude, how disappointing. Oh, my God. How depressing that this is what he was doing. That's why he was raising the money. What a terrible goal. And all the kids start getting really judgy. And I actually did not, stifle that conversation. I kind of let them process that. Because what they don't realize is in this cartoon video, he stuffs all of this money into the machine. And the rocket does take off. The rocket does blast into outer space. And I don't want to ruin the video for you, but it's just so captivating. And then the kids were like, whoa! And they didn't see the ending coming. And then that's the end of the cartoon video. So that was a very motivational approach. And all we had to do as a teacher was hit play and let the conversation unfold. Because I do have some final questions. At the end of this video, I say, you guys, what do you think? Like, why do you think the man spent his whole life working on the lemonade stand? And some people said, like, because he was dumb and he thought that he was going to be able to go to outer space, which was a fine reflection. But then we were like, well, did he? And some kids were like, oh, this was just about determination and this was just about focus. And some kids started talking about how you should never give up on your dream. And it led us into this really, really cool journey of, was it worth it? When we get to the end of our goals, is it worth it? Yes or no, and why? And so the final question that I asked is, why is it important to make a goal and then actually stick with it? And we had a great conversation about how goals, even if we never achieve them, help us to grow. Sometimes it's not about the goal, it's about the growth. Sometimes it's not about perfection, but it's about the progress. And you know, these are young kids having this conversation. And it's so freaking cool because I think oftentimes when we give our kids the time and the space to discuss things, it will literally blow our mind on what they come up with and how they process it and why they're processing it that way. And then the connections that they actually make to their real life. Because an activity that I have set up for this is I say, you know, the boy in the video dreamed of going to space, but now it's your turn to dream. Think of a dream job for your future. Any job, any kind of occupation. What do you want to be and why? And draw you doing that activity or that occupation. And it's really cool because in this moment, the kids kind of go unfiltered. And what I found is for this activity, it's not about the job that they pick. It's about how they illustrate that job. I ask them to be as detailed as possible. And if kids are terrible at drawing, no big deal. I'm terrible at drawing. I draw one too, for the record, and it's like a stick figure. But it's so, so cool to see, like, oh, kids picked a police officer, but what they drew in the picture was so much more than a police officer. Oh, a kid picked like a lawyer or a vet, or a teacher, or a business owner, or an architect, and all these cool jobs, great variety of jobs is picked, which is great to show the kids' interests, skills, and strengths. But my favorite part is looking at the details of the picture and saying, what is that? Why do you draw that? I think Mondays can be a really difficult time in the lives of kids for a variety of reasons. A lot of our students don't necessarily have stability on the weekends because of maybe a shuffle that they do on the weekend, or maybe it's a food thing for them on the weekend, a food scarcity thing, and they don't have that, you know, I'm going to get breakfast every single day from the school and I'm going to get lunch every single day for the school. For a lot of students, they love the weekends because they do have close family and friend relationships, so that weekend is super important to them because they get to go and do things. For a lot of our kids, it's sad because the weekend isn't spent with family and friends. It's spent taking care of family or friends because they are the leader of their household and they've got a lot of responsibilities. I can't and you can't personally relate to what every single kid is going through. And that's okay. But we can empathize and learn about those situations. But the only way that we truly learn and empathize and grow and connect is if we create the space to have those conversations and create the eye and the heart and the head for the details that we should be looking at in those conversations and the details that we should be looking at in those drawings. That's when some really cool life moments unfold. That is when some really safe, insecure relationships get built, and that social and emotional learning approach is taken to a whole nother level. Monday mornings deserve to be awesome. Monday all day deserves to be awesome. My question to you is it for you and your students right now? Has it been throughout the year? Do you want to create that calm consistency in your classroom on a Monday morning? Do you want that time and space? And I say, do you want? Because the space for it, yes. The time for it can be difficult. And what I found over the years as a teacher myself, and also with working with other teachers, it's like, yeah, but I don't have the time for it. I don't have the time to plan for it. And the time isn't built into my school day already. Well, I can absolutely solve the I don't have time to plan for it, because 180 Days of Awesome SEL is available in both the elementary version and the middle school version. So whether your kids are literally 6 all the way up to 16, like, you guys are ready to go because you don't have to plan because everything's completely planned for you in 180 days of Awesome SEO. Now, the time in your schedule, I'm not your principal. I'm not your school board. I didn't create your school calendar. I help schools do that. I help schools with SEL consulting and advisory and morning meeting consulting. But what I can say is this, is if you can't have a dedicated 40 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever minutes every single day, can you chisel out time once a week for an awesome SEL activity? Can you chisel out 5 minutes or 10 minutes daily? I don't think it's always about, like, we got to go from zero curriculum to an entire curriculum, or we got to go from having morning meeting every single day to from nothing to every single day. I think sometimes it's about the baby steps. And I always say to teachers, like, dude, the proof literally walks out of our classroom every single day. If your principal or your hallway isn't on board this concept, what if you pilot it? It's hard to prove that something is working if we can't pilot it. You know who loves the word pilot? Principals love the word pilot. I have seen great success when teachers come to me and say, Monica, I'm piloting this with my third graders. Monica, I'm piloting this with my second graders. Monica, I'm piloting this with my sixth graders. I'm like, oh, heck yes. And when this works and your students are loving it and you realize it's so easy to implement, can everyone in the school be having Motivation Monday? Yes. Heck yes. So here's what I'm going to say. If you are looking to have Motivation Monday, where you're having great conversations and you're doing activities that matter and you are reflecting with kids on a life level, that is going to create the mindset to see success for the next 4 days. We say TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday. The mindset and the vibe and the energy on a Friday is unreal. And I love it. I do believe that we should celebrate the end of the week. But I also believe that we should celebrate the start of the week. TGIM, baby. Nobody says that, though. Nobody's walking into their school being like, thank goodness it's Monday. I believe in that. I think we should. But if you were to walk up to a colleague, a coworker, your principal, and be like, high five, TGIM, they would laugh, but not in a supportive way. It'd be in like this mockery way. Like, are you serious right now? Now, not everyone is going to laugh and mock that, but I do think a lot of people would. And the question is why? The question is, are you ready to TGIM? Are you ready to celebrate Monday? Are you ready to get your kids motivated on a Monday, whether it's in the morning or the afternoon, and say, this week is going to be awesome, so let's get started on a good note? If you are interested in checking out 180 Days of Awesome SEO, please know that there is both the elementary and the middle school version. I have used both of these versions with students over the years, and they are freaking awesome. You can check these out at monicagenta.com/180SEL. If you've got questions about these, I would love to answer any questions. Another great piece about this is it's an individual license. So if you're like, there's no way my school's going to be on board, you can get this as an individual. Unlike other curriculums that are out there, you have to spend literally thousands of dollars, and they only work with you if the whole school is doing it. You can get an individual teacher license. And then once you are doing it on an individual level and all the other teachers in your building are jelly and your principal's like, what you doing and why is it working? You can say, principal, coworker, we need to get us a school license of this. And then I would love to help get you a bulk discount. So this kind of awesome can be happening in every classroom with every student, because I think we freaking deserve that. Guys, I hope that this just really simple template, this really simple concept has perked your attention, has perked your curiosity on what a Monday could look like in your classroom for the rest of this school year and every single day of next school year, because I truly want you having 180 days of awesome SEO with your students.
You can check out a direct link for this in the show notes, monicagenta.com/180SEL,
and please do not hesitate to reach out with any questions. I want you to put a quarter in that slot, get on that rocket ship, and blow your kids' minds with all of the great things that you are going to do to end this year and to create awesome things for your students in the future.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.